Alicia Keys, A Girl on Fire. For someone who is just 31 years old, Alicia Keys has packed so much into her musical career so far. Here we find out everything to know about this pop superstar as she is about to launch her fifth studio album. Alicia Keys was born Alicia Agello Cook in an area of Manhattan known as Hell's Kitchen on the 25th of January 1981. She takes her middle name from her mother, Teresa Agello Cook, who is a part-time actress. Her father is African-American and her mother is of Italian, Scottish, and also Irish descent. Alicia has previously commented that she found it difficult being brought up in such a diverse background of mixed cultures. Her parents separated when she was just 2 years old. Alicia Keys didn't start off as a musician. In 1985, at the age of only 4 years old, she made an appearance on television in an episode of the then popular Cosby Show, starring American actor-comedian Bill Cosby. At the age of just 7, she began to show an interest in the piano and took up regular lessons learning classical music from composers such as Mozart and Beethoven. When she was 12, Alicia enrolled into a performing arts school where she excelled in piano and the choir. During this time, she began to write her own songs, which began to get a lot of attention. She graduated from school at the age of 16. With her love of R&B music, it wasn't long before she was spotted by a talent scout for Arista Records. This ultimately led to Keys being signed to Columbia Records, a major record label. It was at the same time as she was accepted into Columbia University. The pressure of trying to manage both studying and her music career was too much, and she soon dropped out of college to take up her musical career full-time. You may not be aware that Keys also appeared on a track that was featured in the 1997 blockbuster Men in Black, starring Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. The song was called Da Di Da, and although it was Alicia Keys' first professional recording, it was never released as a single. She became unhappy with her record label and began looking for a new deal where she could express herself better with her music. She got in touch with the legendary Clive Davis, the man behind Whitney Houston's success. He signed her to Arista Records. Although she was born Alicia Cook, she decided that a change of name would be good for her career. After almost choosing Wild as a surname, she decided upon Keys as a stage name after her manager said he had had a dream that she should use that name. Alicia went on to record more music for films, including tracks for the film Shaft 2000 and also Dr. Dolittle 2, starring Eddie Murphy in 2001. It was to be the album Songs in a Mirror that was to be the true beginning of her recording career success. The album was sold in excess of 12 million copies to date worldwide, making her one of the biggest selling female artists in the world. The album brought her many awards too, including an amazing 5 Grammy Awards, which included Best New Artist and the Song of the Year Award for the track Fallen. Following on from the success of her first album, she was soon to release The Diary of Alicia Keys, which sold over 8 million copies and yet more awards. This time, she picked up 4 Grammy Awards, taking her total to 9. Next, she released her live album, Unplugged, which went in at number 1 in the American album charts. In between recording and releasing albums, she managed to find time to appear in the film Smoking Aces and The Nanny Diaries. She picked up another 3 Grammys with the release of her third studio album called As I Am, which sold 5 million copies. Then came her fourth album, The Element of Freedom, in 2009. Alicia Keys has so far sold over 30 million albums worldwide, picked up a total of 14 Grammy Awards, and been featured in the top 100 artists of all time by Billboard magazine. Not at all bad for that girl born in Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan. So what is next? Well, the release of her fifth and eagerly awaited album entitled Girl on Fire is released on the 27th of November. But you don't have to wait until then to get a taste of what's to come, as the title track Girl on Fire is available now to download from iTunes.